When I give a letter that is political, at least for this conference, it's not political. And I'm going to go through what some of the issues I have. The issues I have is some of the language in the contract, setting up certain units, if you will. My problem with that is, as we all know, union members know it, mayor knows it, council knows it, once you put something in the contract, it's almost impossible to get out of the contract. If the mayor wants to, with the advice or whoever, the current or whoever it is, wants to change the structure of the department, he's free to do that outside of the contract. I don't want to see stuff like that in the contract. That's one of my issues. I have a few issues. Another issue I have is the dollar savings. Now, my issue, I certainly, you couldn't pay me enough to be a police officer. It's a very dangerous job. There's no question about it. However, if you look at the contract, out of the $1.4 million in savings, approximately, $1.2 million of that is from vacancies. And five of those vacancies have been vacant for a long period of time. And then another five, if you turn on five, you can be at three. You know, Steve Antonucci is very artificial. Steve Antonucci represents his union members very well, also culture as well. Russell Henry did a great job tonight. Those guys have conducted themselves, in my opinion, in a very respectful, very articulate manner. I think they have an idea of which council should be working against the original report. They still got to act very, very respectful. I appreciate that from the union leadership. But my problem I have is that if the vast majority of the savings are from the vacancies, these are not people who are on the job now. And, we're in extraordinary times. We're in a recession. We've got 10% unemployment. We've got record foreclosures. And these members, the vast majority of those savings are from vacancy. So they're not union members right now. They're just not on the job. The colonel testified when he was there at the finance committee that, yeah, we can do without it. Why will we potentially still run an effective and efficient amount? Because I asked that question because I was concerned if we kept those vacancies, could we do it? We need, and I've been saying this, it's not just the police time, I've been saying this since I first started running. I said it to Mayor Lappy, I said it to Mayor Palatar, and now I'm saying it to Mayor Funk. We need to make structural changes in the city. These financial times and these financial difficulties are not going away. You can't just keep pushing more to another thing. You know, when I first ran, I ran against the incumbent Democrat, and I ran because that's what they had done. They had deferred. And the people understood that, the people loved that, and the Democrat had a leader from nowhere. It's, these are issues that, quite frankly, I don't see as huge obstacles overcoming if the parties all get together. I just don't see them as huge obstacles. I'm not one of these people that say, our working men and women in this department, the unions are the problem, and they're over there. I don't believe that at all. But we're in extraordinary times for extraordinary things. And unfortunately, this is the first contract that came up during this bad time, if you will. So, my vote has nothing to do with whether I love the mayor's phone, whether I love the police department. I have a lot of respect for our police department. They do a great job. I have a lot of respect for the mayor. And quite frankly, if it came down to politics, who do I like and who do I don't like? And if it was a close case, I'd probably go with the contract. But again, we're in extraordinary times, and I just think we need to start making structural changes in all city government. And until we do that, we're going to keep running into this problem year after year after year. It's not getting any better. Projections for the future are worse than they are this year. So it's not getting any better. And I just think if we keep those positions safe, the stock can make some struggles. That's my point.